Well, good morning and happy Saturday to you, sowers, for a great awakening. It's November the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We're going to begin today, as we begin every day, together in consecration before the Lord, just level setting. You know, consecration is not ramping up your devotion and activity. It's not about setting the stage for striving. It's about surrender. It's about opening up your life to once again receive the fullness of Jesus Christ by His Spirit in us. We are the jars of clay. He is the extraordinary treasure, right? Consecration is about setting the stage for a day filled with the treasure of God in us and moving through us toward others. So, wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a lot I'd like to say always about the prayer of consecration. One of the things I've recently, and again, you guys know me by now, I'm the master of the obvious insight. I get these BFOs all the time, blinding flashes of the obvious. I had one the other day. I was exercising, and this prayer of consecration, you know, we're praying every day. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. And it just kind of came to me in the midst of the dreadfulness of exercise, that exercise is the body worshiping God. And I just felt the Spirit rise up in me. And I was all of a sudden energized in it. Like, I wasn't just enduring it. I was like worshiping God in it with my body. Anyway, free insight for the day. Here's today's entry. It's entitled, Little by Little, I Will Drive Them Out. Learning the Landscape of Salvation and Deliverance. Our text today is Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 through 30. Hear now the word of the Lord. See, behold, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion, since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you. My angel will go ahead of you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. Do not bow down before their gods or worship them or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones to pieces. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion every nation you encounter. I will make all your enemies turn their backs and run. I will send the hornet ahead of you to drive the Hivites, Canaanites, and Hittites out of your way. But I will not drive them out in a single year. because the land would become desolate and the wild animals too numerous for you. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. We're learning a lot about salvation and deliverance on this journey through Exodus. Salvation, the transfer of ownership from Pharaoh to God, from the identity of slaves to the identity of sons and daughters. Deliverance, the realized experiential journey from slavery to freedom, which comes from the healing of our deepest identity through the transformation of our brokenness. Salvation, the transactional transfer from the kingdom of darkness, death, and chaos to the kingdom of light, life, and new creation. Deliverance, the transformational journey and process from darkness to light, from death to life, and from chaos to new creation. Salvation, Lord, you took me out of Egypt. Deliverance, now take Egypt out of me. The Israelites got out of Egypt's ownership overnight. It would take years before they were free of the impacts and effects of Egypt's oppression. Today's text gives us some solid guidance on the transformational process of deliverance. See, behold, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. We do not deliver ourselves. It is not self-help or self-improvement or trying harder to be better. Jesus is our deliverer. God decrees deliverance by his word. We must then declare the decree of deliverance over our world by the word through the Spirit. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you. Though salvation happens in an instant, deliverance takes time. Salvation is by grace through faith and requires only our receiving it. Deliverance is by grace through faith and requires our involved participation to see it through. I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion every nation you encounter. I will make all your enemies turn their backs and run. I will send the hornet ahead of you to drive the Hivites, Canaanites, and Hittites out of your way. Deliverance is the transformational journey and experienced outcome of working out one's salvation with fear and trembling, as God works in us to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. It requires our participation. It is the Holy Spirit-empowered process whereby Jesus displaces our sin by his righteousness, our brokenness by his wholeness, and our emptiness by his fullness. It is the ongoing and often protracted battle of confronting and tearing down demonic strongholds of darkness, death, and chaos, the breaking of generational curses, the healing of brokenness, afflictions, addictions, and infirmities, and the driving out of everything that opposes the word, will, and ways of God. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. That's Philippians 2, 12 and 13. There is one more bit in today's text we must highlight. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. Deliverance takes time, and as a result, requires patience and perseverance. We are being retrofitted for ever-increasing glory. There are seasons of intense battle and breakthrough, followed by what feels like lengthy seasons of waiting and seeming regression at times. Everything will come against deliverance, especially discouragement. It's why we must keep this watchword ever before us, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. That's Hebrews 3:13. Let's pray now for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. Don't just skip over that. Let's say it to him. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. We declare the word you have decreed now. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces behold the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And as you have decreed in your word, we now declare, your divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of you, who called us by your own glory and goodness. Through these, you have given us your very great and precious promises, so that through them we may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Empower us now to make every effort to add to our faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if we possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep us from being ineffective and unproductive in our knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it will be. All of this will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Double amen. Triple amen. Guys, that was something. That prayer, I just layered scripture in there. That first bit was from 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17 and 18. That last bit was 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 8. I just encourage you to guys to go into the email, highlight these verses in your Bibles, write them on cards, get it out of the Bible. God has decreed these, all those words, but he's decreed these words. And the place of the beginning place of declaration is in our praying before the Lord. These are the prayers you know he's going to answer. He's decreed them. And this is the process of deliverance, is when the decree becomes declared and it gets worked into our souls like yeast, like leaven, and like seeds in the soil. This is how this works, right? Salvation requires nothing from us but receiving the free gift. But friends, deliverance, it comes free too, but it requires pretty attentive and attuned participation. That's what we're getting at here in the wake-up call. This is where most of us have for so long fallen so short, is, you know, it's just sort of the old bumper sticker, right? I'm not perfect, just forgiven. That's lazy. That's not the will of God. I'm not just forgiven. We're actually being made perfect in love. This is not about perfectionism. This is not about flawlessness. It's about fullness. That's the perfection of God. It's not flawlessness without error. It's about fullness. The full presence of Jesus. The deliverance is to that end. All right. That was a lot today, especially for a Saturday. I know. I haven't even gotten to the journal prompts. I get it. But maybe you got a little extra time this morning because it's Saturday. You ready for the prompts? How is your understanding of the Lord's work for you, in you, and through you? How's your understanding of that growing? And how might you articulate the particular work of deliverance afoot in your life just now? What are the particular barriers you face and feel? How do you receive encouragement? Last one here, this is the hardest one. Are you in a discipleship band yet? I want to help you with that. Discipleshipbands.com. Go look it up. It's the great secret that we're missing in our age. Now, we're going to sing. I don't have any time really for additional comments today. Some of you are like, thank God, you've said enough, and I agree. But we're going to sing number 45. It's a good one. We've sung it before. God of grace and God of glory. Three verses. I love the refrain, grant us wisdom, grant us courage. That's kind of what I'm going for in the wake-up call, like wisdom and courage. So we're praying it in this hymn. Let's sing it together. Number 45. God of grace and God of glory, on thy people pour thy power. Crown thine ancient church's story, bring her bud to glorious flower. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the facing of this hour. For the facing of this hour. Lo, the hosts of evil round us scorn thy Christ, assail his ways. Fears and doubts too long have bound us, free our hearts to faith and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, for the living of these days. For the living of these days. Set our feet on lofty places. Gird our lives that they may be armored with all Christ-like graces in the fight to set men free. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, that we fail not man nor thee. That we fail not man nor thee. Amen. What a great hymn. Thank you, Harry Emerson Fosdick, no less, 1930. So, we've dug into the wisdom of God today. We have consecrated ourselves. We've prayed deliverance and received transformation. Now let's move out in demonstration today. Let's just go sow the goodness of God, the compassion of God, the encouragement of the Holy Spirit. Let's just go freely you have received, now freely give. There's no pressure. This is not the burden. It's not on us, it's on Jesus. He's just like, take my yoke upon you. Watch how I do this. He leads us from within. So let's just go out on the field and be unself-conscious. Let's be conscious of others. And as we are, Jesus will rise up in our consciousness to bless them. Okay, get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.